Adam was a creature of a different kind. He was a mystery, like our entire life, a scattered puzzle. Darian opened the window a tiny bit. The smell of pine danced its way in with a cool breeze, the brisk wind turning her unblemished cheeks pink as she let the sweet scent fill her lungs. The petunias that she had planted still flourished even in the late fall month, boasting a variety of colors that added charm to her windowsill. A hooded figure stood beside a broken street lamp. Tiny fragments of glass littered the narrow sidewalk. The full moon cast its glow on the face of the predator. The witch peered up at the female silhouette against the blue curtains. A gnarled scar ran across her hooded face like a signature. She loved this particular scar. It was her own creation, running from her right eyebrow over her eye and ending just above her chin. It was a good look, the witch thought. After years of perfecting, she had finally gotten it right. The black robe she wore slapped her pale white legs, the force of the bitter wind pulling the hood from her head. Paying little notice to the wind, she knew her mission. Her adversary was close. The witch stared at the blue trim house, watching, as her prey opened the bathroom window a few inches. It would be enough, she thought. Letting her gown fall to the ground in a clump, she stepped away from it, still watching the window. Cool as the wind seemed, the fact that she was nude did not bother her. It also did not trouble the witch that her old decrepit body sagged, a gruesome sight of varicose veins, rippled cellulite, and wild gray hair. Knowing that it would only take a few seconds to transform, the witch chanted her spell of flight. Her breath could be seen floating on the air as her dark spell was summoned, a green glow in her eyes as she elevated in the air. With her arms outstretched, black wings sprouted from her back, at first glance a dark angel, and then transforming into a crow. She flew towards the open window, landing smoothly on the sill, as a hand pulled the window shut, preventing her entry. Flapping her wings in anger, the crow pecked at the window. Giving up her feeble attempt at entry, cocking her head, the crow stared, watching the moon, her beak agape as a mist escaped. She could sense that her prey would not be easy to capture. It would take more than a simple spell. Spreading her dark, shiny wings, she flew back down to where the hooded robe lay. The witch became her human likeness. Pulling the robe back over her hunched old back, she walked to the front door. Slowly turning the knob, she cursed herself for not trying the door in the first place. As she slipped into the house, it was easier this way. Knowing she might need the black dagger that lay within the deep pocket of her robe, she crept in the small two-story house, adjusting her eyes, trying to see through the darkness. A glow from the stairs gave little guidance for the witch as she stood at the base. The phone began to ring, forcing her to change her strategy. She would have to wait for the right moment. Wait until her prey was at rest. The witch found a dark corner of the living room and waited.